Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Encavis AG conference call regarding Encavis interim statement Q3, 9 months, 2019. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, Mr. Jörg Peters.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for joining us for the conference call this early morning on Monday. And I would like to hand over directly to Dr. Husman to explain what we achieved in the past third quarter and especially accumulated in the first 9 months of this year.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. A warm welcome to our conference call, to our interim report on the first 9 months of this year on Q3 as well. This year, this time we give you a call from the Eigenkapital Forum in Frankfurt, where we will host 31 interested parties who want to talk to us. Well, let's go into the details of the first half year, and by this, we would like to highlight what we already did to set the base for the future growth in the group. In the first half year, just to recall that for a moment, we built up our Dutch portfolio, and currently we do have their capacities of more than 100 megawatts. We not only acquired 14 megawatts Zurichsee in the Netherlands, but in addition to that, connected several of other parks which we acquired in the last year, 2018 as well, 2019, connected them to the grid, and so therefore they now contribute to the sales line. In addition to this, for the first time, we started to dispose 49% of shares in four different wind parks in Germany, to Versicherungskammer Bayern, and the process was managed by Encavis Asset Management. And by this disposal of these assets, we received proceeds for further investments and realized a book profit of 5.8 million euros for the 49% of these shares. Then we started to build up a backbone for technical operations and management Europe-wide. As you might recall, our Encavis technical service was solely focused on Germany with some small activities in Italy. And by acquiring 30% stake in Stern Energy SPA, we now did a strategic step forward to have a European angle on the technical operations, by now and then having a participation at least in a body which offers a technical service in the Netherlands, in the UK, and in future in France and Spain as well. This company, as you might recall, will grow into this company, into Encavis, so in 6 years from now, they will be 100% owned by Encavis. And in March, we received investment grade rating, and on the back of that, we successfully issued and placed 105 million euros of bilateral debt and registered bonds, which enable us to grow further in the future. The duration of these financing measures are between 5 and 15 years. In Q3, we gave more solidity to this base on which we want to build our future. Firstly, we had some success in the Encavis Asset Management Service, where we got the third closing done in the Encavis Infrastructure 2 Renewables Europe 2 Fund, which gets the equity commitment from saving and loans banks and cooperative banks all over Germany, and now has its third closing, which leads then to a committed equity of more than 100 million euros, giving the Encavis Asset Management alone in this fund the opportunity to invest in projects with a total transaction volume of 300 million euros and more. In addition to that, please be aware, Encavis Asset Management manages several special funds for insurance companies. One of them amounts to more than 150 million. Active asset management was busy on the acquisition side as well. It advised two Luxembourg special funds, well, some of these from these insurance companies, for investments in wind and solar in Germany and France, and therefore contributed to its own revenues line. In KBIS AG, in the meantime, tapped its hybrid convertible bond with an aggregated a nominal amount of 53 million. And due to the premium of 14%, which we got in the market, we received more than 60 million euros in cash, which not only strengthens our firepower together with 105 million to substantially more than 170 million, but we are able to strengthen our equity as well, which helps us to negotiate for more debt on the corporate level. And based on all these financial resources which we received in the first 9 months, we were able to sign a long-term power purchase agreement for 10 years for a Spanish project, which is a turning point for the whole company, because now we are having the first big project which is absolutely subsidy-free, which opens us a door to a bright new future. Beginning of October, the supervisory board decided to extend the contracts of our CEO, Dirk Paskert, and myself for further 5 years. Now the duration is until autumn 2025, in which we will serve the company. Ladies and gentlemen, let's come now to the figures of the cumulative 9 months. This table shows you an awful lot of key figures. I would like to ask you to focus on the right-hand side three columns, the 9 months 2018, the 9 months 2019, and the change. We will get, for some analysis reason, go back to the three-quarter column as well. In the 9 months 2019, we reached a revenue volume of more than 220 million, substantially more than previous year in the same time, which is 11% more. This became possible due to three effects. Firstly, we have capacity growth in Denmark, Danish wind, and in Dutch PV, which improves our revenue line by 12.4 million. And we enjoyed, again, a positive weather effect, which was pretty small, of 1.6 million, which increases the meteorological surplus in our sales to 12.9 million in total. But since the third quarter 2018 was extremely well, please recall it was the Jahrhundert Sommer in Germany, the best summer in the last century. It was specifically the third quarter which contributed heavily in the last year to the meteorological deviation. So the third quarter 2018, you can see that in the two columns to the left of the nine-month columns. In Q3 2018, we had 78.1 million euros of revenues, and this year, although we had a substantial increase in our capacities, just 79.4 million. In the end, the capacity growth was offset by slightly less positive meteorological development this year. So in total, the meteorological effect was now this year in the single quarter 3.8 million lower than previous year. Coming back to the 9 month figures of our revenues, the third effect which contributed positively to the 9 months was the asset management, which increased its revenues contribution by 3.3 million euros compared to the previous year's 9 months. If we do have a look then into the operating EBITDA, here we have an increase of more than 30 million euros or plus 20%. This is driven by the capacity increase, as already mentioned, and the meteorological effect and the asset management, as well as the sale of a 49% participation in the respective wind farms. And in addition to that, and this is named in the title, it's including IFRS 16, we enjoy here a positive 6.5 million euros effect out of the new accounting rules due to IFRS 16. The EBIT is driven by the same effects, but the IFRS 16 effect melts down to merely 1.3 million then. The operating cash flow with 132.8 million looks only slightly above previous year's figures. And the reason for that is quite simple. This is an effect which we already mentioned to you since the first quarter report in May. The point is, firstly, we had capital gains tax payments of 9 million euros, which were shifted from 2018 to 19, which creates a burden to our operating cash flow this year, but will be equalized to zero at 2 years' end because we expect to get that money back pretty soon. And we have a delayed payment in Italy, again, by several days, swapping into the October by 2.8 million, but which couldn't be accounted for to the third quarter. This effect, due to cyclical reasons, will melt down dramatically because there won't be such a shift between December and January because PV in Italy is pretty weak then. So therefore, we are absolutely confident regarding our guidance, although under the year, this does not look so convincing, but these are these two technical effects, which are pure timing effects. All of this positive development leads then to an increase of the EPS of 40 to 49 cents, compared to 38 cents last year, which is an increase in EPS by 29%. If we then have a look on our meteorological effects, on the weather effects, you see here that in 2018, reducing or levelizing these figures down to the standard meteorological effect, we had to discount the sales by 6.1 million euros in 2018 and by 12.9 million in 2019. As a matter of fact, I think it is quite interesting to have a look more into the detail. The meteorological effect in 2018 was composed out of two effects. One positive effect in PV of positive 10.1 million meteorological effect, and a negative wind effect of 4 million. While in 2019, the PV effect was 15.1 million and wind by negative 2.2 million. So therefore, PV, although extremely strong last year with positive 10 million, improved by 50% to 15.1 million, while wind, which was fairly below expectation last year, is still below expectation this year, but slightly better. Both together contributes to this improvement. If we then have a look into the specific segments, then we see that the revenues in solar improved by almost 50 million, which is approximately 10 million growth due to a Dutch PV and 5 million euros due to meteorological effect. If we then have a look and onto EBITDA margin, we see a slight improvement for both returns. If you take out the meteorological effect, there's not a major deviation here. So the real effect of the EBITDA and EBIT margin improvement is the IFRS 16 effect, which contributes here with 3.6 million on EBITDA level or 0.6 on EBIT level. Without this IFRS 16, the margins would be very slightly above previous year. In the wind farms, the sales do increase or improve with 4 million euros due to the growth in wind in Denmark and 1.8 million euros in meteorological effect. In the margins, we see a substantial improvement, which is derived specifically from the disposal of the 49% in our wind farms, which contribute here 4.7 million. And the EBITDA is infected by IFRS 16 by 2.7, to EBIT by 0.7. The technical service are of not so much of financial importance to us, but more of technical importance to improve our solar and wind farms. But as you might see, they're more or less on the same level as previous year. And honestly said, nothing really can happen here. We are here just skimming the margins of our subcontractors. But the asset management does a substantial step into the right direction. Last year, we had sales of 2.1 million, and now in the 9 months, 2019, have sales of 5.4 million. By this improvement in the revenues line, they were able to get the turnaround done. Asset management is now profitable. At the same time, we see that to reach their guidance of more than 10 million in 2019, there's a substantial step forward necessary, but the board is absolutely confident and committed to that guidance. We are confident that we will reach it. In the headquarters, we see an increase in our personal cost of 0.8 million. This, in the end, is an effect of the increase in our stock price, and this is due to the virtual stock option program we have in place. Ladies and gentlemen, let's here now have a short brief look into the solar and wind farms. We don't have to discuss these figures again because I already mentioned the effects, but here you can see them comparably how they, the weather effects are looking like in the respective segments. Now, let's have a look into our guidance. As you might recall, in August for the second time this year, we improved our guidance for the fiscal year 2019. And if we compare the 9 month figures with the updated guidance, we see that this is all manageable. This applies to all figures, specifically to the cash flow, where the deviation between the 9 month cash flow and the full year cash flow looks substantial with 65 million, but please just have in mind that usually the cash comes of the EBITDA of one respective quarter comes in the next quarter. And the EBITDA of the third quarter was exactly 65 million. So this is in the end the gap we see here, so all is in line. The EPS, on the contrary, looks a little bit defensive with 42 cents compared with 49 cents, which we already reached. But please have in mind that we as a solar-focused company usually have, unfortunately, in the fourth quarter, low sales but fixed cost. So therefore, we usually contribute a negative EPS in the fourth quarter, which in 2018 accounted for 7 cents. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a look into the future, and that means in the end, what financial resources do we have for further growth? We signed, as we already mentioned during this call and previous call, 105 million debt facilities, 5 to 15 years duration in Q2 2019, and they were paid in July, so can be seen now on the balance sheet for the first time. And we could realize the tap of our hybrid convertible in the amount of 60 million euros in the third quarter 2019. That total amount of 165 million contributes to our current cash position and therefore gives us more than 170 million equity firepower for new projects. 80 million out of that is already earmarked for our Talajuela project, the 300 megawatt project, where construction will start this winter and will be then finalized more at the end of the third or fourth quarter next year. Above that, we have then 90 to 100 million euros of equity firepower left, which gives us the opportunity to acquire parks with a terminal to total value of 200 to 300 million euros. Now let's have a look on the balance sheet. Most important for us is in the balance sheet that we have a sound balance sheet with a sound equity ratio. The equity ratio currently reaches a level of 25.6%. As you might recall, we do have a long-term goal, which we in the long term do not want to go below that of 24%, so there is enough headroom for further investments. The increase in the balance sheet total we see here compared to the 30th of June is in the end the increase of the balance sheet due to the tapping of the hybrid convertible and the additional 60 million debt which we took up in July. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a brief look on our figures. We published our quarterly report this morning. If you have now any further questions to this presentation or to the quarterly report, please feel free and ask.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press 9 and star again. Please press 9 and star now to ask a question. The first question is from Igor Kim of Bankhaus Lampe.
Yes, hi, good morning. I've got a couple of questions from my side. First, could you briefly update us on the progress in Spain with your Talajuela Park? At what stage the construction groundwork now, and are you in line with your schedule to start to connect to the grid by the end of the next year in 2020? Second question is, what was the revenue contribution from the acquisitions that you have made in the last year in the solar segment? And third question is, could you give a bit of a color, what other effects were on the EBIT margin? I think you said the main effect was the weather effects, but if we strip it out, were there any further effects on your margin, or it was or there was basically no more further effects? Thanks.
So thank you very much for your questions. So I would like to answer first the question regarding Spain. The progress we did was firstly to secure financing because we didn't want to go for a Talajuela project in full equity financing. So the financial close for that project financing will be done next Wednesday, in 2 days from now. Then construction will start right away, officially in January, but preparational works are under ongoing. And we do have a technical expertise from our house, several people having an eye on the progress and the construction and comparing it with the milestones and being on the construction side. And they say that there is enough headroom in the plan to fulfill the requirements to connect the grid, connect the park to the grid in time. So the second question, was, revenue contribution for our acquisition in solar segment. The Dutch projects, which we acquired in 2018 and Zurich in 2019, contributed compared to the 2018 figures 9.5 million of additional sales. And the third question regarding the EBIT margin, and if I refer, got it correctly, you referred just to the solar or to all. It is that in all, up to all of them, okay. So the there are several effects which we have in the EBIT. Firstly, it is the capacity growth, like in the EBITDA, it's the same, like in the meteorological effect. Like in the EBITDA, it is the asset management contribution and the sale of the 49% portion in our wind farm. And we have in IFRS 16 effect as well, which on EBIT level is just 1.3 million in total. So okay. Without the special effect, which are meteorological effects, the sale of the 49% participation, and the IFRS 16, were exactly on the same margins as previous year.
Okay, thanks. That's very clear. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
The next question is from Tanya Markloff of Commerzbank.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for taking my question. I would be interested whether you could give us a full year guidance for the financial charges and tax burden. And the second question would be related to your project in Spain. What risks are related to that in case there are delays with a grid connection?
Okay. So the taxation will be, so honestly said, will more and more come into taxation with aging projects, which are more and more profitable. We will have in Germany more taxable projects. But as a matter of fact, in the headquarters, we have tax loss carry forwards, which we built up there in the last 10 years. So they will be digested, and therefore this year in Germany we won't have any tax effect. In abroad, where we have an average younger park than in Germany, the profitability is there, but it is not as high as in Germany. There it might be that in one or the other respective park, the tax payments will increase, but only slightly. So I think it is a fair approach to assume a tax rate which is 1 percentage point higher than previous year. I didn't get the question on your financial charges.
Yeah, on the financial charges, whether you could give us the full year guidance.
Rate.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so in the end, with taking up more and more low interest rate carrying debt and with ongoing amortization of the older debt structures, our average interest rate is decreasing, and I think it's a fair assumption to assume an average interest rate which is fairly below 3%, so shortly before below 3%. What does a delay in the construction of Talajuela mean? So we have enough headroom in the construction plan, as I already mentioned. And so if we do delay the construction for 8 weeks or so, then there might be minor penalties, but only minor ones, which are 110,000 to 100,000, but it is not a major opportunity for the off-taker to cancel the contract. So we have enough headroom. So if the connection to the grid will take part, let's say, in the first quarter of 2021, there's no major impact on the return.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Sven Kerten of DZ Bank.
Yes, thank you. First of all, I have a question on the weather conditions in Q4. So my impression is that the weather was quite bad, at least in the Frankfurt area and also in the Rhineland where I live. Could you give us an indication of how the meteorological conditions were across your entire portfolio in solar in Q4 so far? Is that impression right that the weather is rather below average in terms of solar radiation, or is it still an average meteorological quarter? And the second question is on, you mentioned an income effect which slipped from Q3 into Q4. Could you please repeat what that was? Thank you.
Let's start with the weather in Q4. Now, today, we have the 25th, I think is right, yeah, 25th of November. So, therefore, the November figures are not available. So, the only figures we do have currently is the October. That looks to be, in total, to be a standard weather. I totally agree with you that the weather in Germany was, specifically in Frankfurt, not very good. I can tell you in Hamburg it was fantastic. We had great sunny days, Unfortunately, we do not have solar farms there, but a headquarter. But please have in mind, I think that is very important to answer the question. We are the only pan-European platform in renewable energies in Europe. So our parks are located over 10 different jurisdictions, and that means 10 different meteorological regions. The main driver for this year's PV improvement was Italy and France. So the Frankfurt area, therefore, I think that's positive news, not representative for our overall meteorological improvement. So therefore, we still expect, having the October figures in mind and not knowing anything on November and December yet, but that this will be a standard weather quarter. Then the spillover effect I was referring to, do you refer to the operating cash flow?
I think it wasn't it an EBITDA effect? I'm not quite sure. I think you mentioned some effect, some income, which slipped from Q3 into Q4, and I didn't get that acoustically. What it was?
Okay, sorry. I was talking on page 11 on the we will show you the chart in a moment. I was referring to the gap between the operating cash flow, which we have in the nine-month figure of 133 million, and the here shown operating cash flow guide of 198 million. And the gap here is 65 million, and that looks, at the first glance, big. And I said, please have in mind that the operating cash flow from one quarter is usually paid in the next one. There's always a delay of one quarter between EBITDA and operating cash flow. And so therefore, when I said that the board is committed to the guidance and convinced that we will reach this guidance, that this gap in the operating cash flow of 65 million is exactly the EBITDA which we have enjoyed in the third quarter. So the third quarter EBITDA is payable in the fourth quarter. That was
what I was referring to. Okay, thank you.
Now. Okay, you're welcome.
Please press 9 and star to ask a question. The next question is from Igor Kim of Bankhaus Lampe.
Yeah, thanks for taking one follow-up from me, a short one. What was the weather effect in the third quarter? I think you said for the 9 months, but what was it for the third quarter, for the PV and for the wind? Thanks.
So for the fourth quarter 2019, we do not guide for any meteorological effect, but what we usually do is we forecast standard weather assumptions. And unfortunately, we cannot forecast specific deviations in the meteorological effect, so therefore we just forecast standard weather, and this then calculate all our key figures based on that.
And as I I was asking about the third quarter, Q3, not fourth, the third quarter.
Sorry, misunderstanding. So in the third quarter, we had a total weather effect of 1.6 million euros in the third quarter standalone. As you might recall, in the first half year, we had a total weather effect of 10.3 million.
Twelve point nine million
in total, and we had one of 11.3 million in the first half year. So it is 1.6 million in the third quarter, which I think was quite complex because in the third quarter 2018 there was a much bigger meteorological effect of 5.4 million. Therefore, if we compare the two meteorological effects, then we have a negative effect in the third quarter 2019.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Please press 9 and star now to ask a question. The next question is from Tanya Markloff of Commerzbank.
Yeah, thank you. Just to follow up, could you split the 1.6 million and the 5.4 million you just mentioned? How much was due to solar and how much in the weather division? In the wind division.
Yes, I got it. In the Q3 2018, it was the 5.4 was almost all of that was solar and wind. Was, you know, in the third quarter, it is mostly solar, and in this year as well. So the 1.6. As a matter of fact, it is that the positive, or the slightly more positive development of wind came this year out of the first quarter. So the first quarter was stronger than last year in wind.
Thank you very much.
Please press 9 and star to ask a question. There are currently no questions in the queue.
Okay. Good. So thank you very much then for your interest in our company. Thank you very much for dialing in. As you see, the group is moving into the right direction in the third quarter without any big news. So it is more or less going the same positive way as it did in the first half year. The board is confident to reach the guidance, and we are working hard even to surpass it. One part is the meteorological effect, where we do not have an influence on. The other part is the efficiency of the group, which we have hopefully in our hands. So we are looking forward to talk to you at latest at the end of March, when we will publish our final figures for 2018. Thank you very much and have a good time in between. Thank you. Bye.